Here's Mark Mayfield.
Sales were sluggish for the first iPhone back in 2007. Last year, Apple made over $24 billion from the iPhone and its mobile apps. Investors are now looking forward to the iPhone 8, which is expected this fall.
The British government calling for an investigation into Rupert Murdoch's bid to buy the 61% of Sky that he doesn't already own. The Britain media secretary saying today there are concerns Murdoch's 21st Century Fox would then have too much power if it owns all of Europe's biggest broadcaster. This is USA Radio News.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe wheats. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer. 1 gallon ready-to-use. Now just $8.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Dozens of wildfires are scorching parts of the western U.S., but three stand out as the most difficult. The biggest and most destructive fire in the country right now remains the Bryan Head Fire in southern Utah, which has destroyed over a dozen homes and forced over 1,500 people to evacuate. It's burned about 84 square miles, and more than 1,600 firefighters have been able to contain only 10% of that blaze. Arizona's Goodwin Fire has scorched nearly 32 square miles just north of Phoenix, and on the central California coast, the Hill Fire burned about 1,600 acres and destroyed a number of homes. Ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft are now finally legal throughout the state of New York, starting today, as we hear from Scott Pringle.
The new law allows for the phone app-based ride-sharing companies to operate anywhere in the state, but counties can opt out. State officials gave the okay to Uber and Lyft after a lengthy approval process. More than 20,000 new drivers ready to go to cover areas like Albany, Long Island, and Westchester. The companies already operate in New York City. The DMV is requiring Uber and Lyft to do their own criminal background checks on drivers.
And a St. Louis couple finding their car swallowed by a sinkhole today in downtown St. Louis. They say they were coming back from the gym when they noticed their car was gone, later determining it had been swallowed by that sinkhole. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how financing is not improved for small business owners. I'll have three ways to fuel fast growth in your business. I'll have five things millionaires and billionaires do every day to be successful. Will it work for you? And I'll have the seven business weaknesses that may be your biggest advantage. It's Thursday, June 29th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, it's time to check the weather. It's currently 79 beautiful degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows that today it'll be mostly sunny, with some clouds throughout the day, a high of 86 and a low of 66. For tomorrow, we'll have breezy conditions, periods of clouds and sun. We can't rule out a shower or two in the afternoon, with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 68. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm later in the day, a high of 85 and a low of 68. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy and humid, with showers in the area, a high of 89 and a low of 63. Looking forward to Tuesday, Independence Day. It looks like a good one, with periods of sun and clouds, a high of 84 and a low of 59.
Every way we be taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 136.60 to 21318.01. The NASDAQ down 103.96 to 6130.46. S&P 500 is down 20.38 to 2420.04. Oil is up 31 cents to $45.05 per barrel. Gold down $5.70 to $1,243.40 an ounce. Facebook Live viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to listen to the rest of the show at www.huntertonchamberradio.com. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So glad you could join us. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and always love getting together with you this time of the week to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is business, both here locally in Flemington and on the national scene as well. I'd like to remind everybody that if you are listening online, this is a great opportunity for you to open up another browser page and like the page Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. That's the show page here on Facebook. So like us and then follow the show Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and you'll get updates midweek if there's any news breaking that you need to know about business or anything happening in the world of business that is important. You'll find it there first, and then you'll get updates on what's happening on the show on a regular basis as well. We have a new feature in the program called the Business Quote of the Week. And this one, I actually just found it this morning, and I absolutely loved it. Because when people talk to me about competition, this is what I tell them. This is what I think. This is how my brain is wired. So here's a business quote about competition. And it goes like this. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and then live like they dream. Let's break that down for just a minute, because this is so darn good, and this is what I wish every business owner would think like. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and then live like they dream. That last one really takes a unique twist, and I love it. But when I talk to business owners, and I ask them about their day, or I follow them for a couple of days in their own office, and I see how they're kind of sometimes just going through the motions. You know, open the door, turn on the open sign, wait for the customers to come in. They're not really doing anything that's going to go out there and set the world on fire and get new business walking through the front door. And then when they leave at night, they tell me, well, I'm going to go to the restaurant, I'm going to have dinner, I might have a few drinks, and then I'll go home and I'll watch TV. And it's like, you're not working while they're sleeping. Then on the weekends, instead of investing some time, just a little bit of time, it doesn't have to be the whole weekend, but instead of investing some time in improving their business, building their email marketing list, they just muddle through the weekend. They enjoy themselves, which is good. You got to have good time, but you know they're not doing anything more than their competition. Save while they spend. So when your competition is out there, you know, spending frivolously, they buy new cars and they buy new outfits and things like that. Save your money so that you have it when you need it. And then over time, because you've been working while they were sleeping, you've been learning while they were partying, you've been saving while they've been spending, you've been improving your whole business model the whole time, then why don't you go out and live like they want to be living? So Love that quote. Let's read it one more time. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and then live like they dream. I am going to earmark that, bookmark that, and when new clients come to me for turnaround help, that's going to be the first thing we're talking about, because very often, in a nutshell, that is what's going to help them the most. You know, are you willing to do more than your competition? And so many people aren't, and that is the scary part, especially when, you know, they come to me. When you call me, you're in trouble. You know, if you call me and you say, I need help with my business, I need you to help me grow my business. Sales are down, profits are down, margins are down. What can you do to help me? When you get to the point where you consult a business coach, when you consult a turnaround specialist, you've already got one foot, you know, in the grave, so to speak. Now it's like, how can we pull you out? And that quote pretty much will answer a lot of your problems. The show preview today talked about how financing has not improved for small business owners, and I want to review that with you because it's pretty interesting. We hear a lot about how car dealerships are selling more cars than they ever had. Businesses are opening at a pretty good rate, but we're not seeing where the financing, that when you need a business loan, where that has come back since that recession. And it's not, I don't want to blame it on the recession. You know, the mistakes that were made that brought us into that financial crisis were more on the real estate side. Lending in general as a result got really tough for small businesses. So if you're confused by the shifting alternative funding landscape, you're not alone. Now, according to a recent Manta survey of more than 1,000 small business owners, nearly 70% feel that the small business funding environment has not improved over the past year and that there aren't enough choices available. Most still rely on the traditional means to obtain funds, such as bank loans, savings, and credit cards. And while 23% have used an alternative lender other than a bank, only 2% have implemented a crowdfunding campaign. The March 2015 survey indicated some confusion about the alternative funding landscape and a need for more information. For example, only 24% of respondents said they would consider a crowdfunding campaign as part of their overall marketing strategy, with 34% giving a possible nod if they knew more about it. So let's break it down as it talks about small business financing. So 2% of small business owners have used crowdfunding to raise money. And this is where you would put like a GoFundMe page up to somehow raise money for your business. 23, and that money doesn't have to be repaid. Usually some people might say, hey, you know, send me $20, I'll send you a t-shirt or something like that if they're trying to raise money. Sometimes the people who donate the money don't request anything in return. 23% have used an alternative lender other than the traditional bank. We had On Deck on the show as a guest about a year ago. And so that would be a non-traditional way of obtaining funds. But it's another way that you can access capital quickly when you need it, whether it's to cover inventory purchases, equipment purchases, or to cover payroll. And 75% have used traditional bank loans, savings, credit cards, or family members. 67% of small business owners feel they don't have enough lending or funding choices. The small business owners are unsure about crowdfunding and alternative lenders. 30% are unsure of the risks. 20% don't understand the technology. 14% don't trust alternative sources. They think they're more of like a land shark. 7% think they're too complicated. And 6% are afraid of failing. 69% of small business owners feel the funding environment has not improved for small businesses in the last 12 months. Nearly 60% of small business owners who have only used traditional lenders said they have considered borrowing from an alternative lender or would if they knew more about it. 58% of small business owners said that they would consider a crowdfunding campaign as part of their marketing strategy or would if they also knew more about that. Now, those small businesses that chose an alternative lender, 40% borrowed $10,000 or less, 17% borrowed $10,000 to $20,000, 17% borrowed $20,000 to $50,000, and 27% borrowed $50,000 or more. And when asked why they would choose an alternative lender, they said 38% said they didn't qualify for bank financing, 19% needed a small short-term loan, 9% said it was fast access and convenient, and 7% said it was an ongoing access to a credit line. So a couple different ways to go about getting funding. And The traditional means, the bank loan, the credit card, the family members, probably still the safest bet. The alternative means, those online lenders, I used them twice, never had a problem, so I would say, yeah, it's a good bet. Just use a reputable company, the Better Business that has vetted them and things like that. The part about crowdfunding scares me because when you put your business out there, and when we talk about using that as a marketing tool, I'm very hesitant because to me it seems like, hey, this is the last-ditch effort. I'm desperate. I need money, and I'm coming to you, all my family and friends, for crowdfunding money and total strangers. I don't think that's a great way to market your business, and I would be hesitant to tell anybody that that's the way you should try to raise any kind of capital. We're going to take a break, our first break of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk about three ways to help fuel fast growth in your company. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me and glad you can join us and all the programs here at Huntington Chamber Radio. And now we are on the digital band, WHCR-DB. So if you have digital radio capability in your car, check us out there. On the go with Huntington Chamber Radio. Three ways to help fuel fast growth success. Now, I have talked a lot about growth. And one of the things that I talk about when I get with a new client is controlled growth. So many times, and I'm going to leave names out of it, but I'm going to give you an example. Met with a store owner last year who did about $300,000 in sales. Comparing themselves to other stores, they said that their goal for this year, in the first year, was to have $600,000 in sales, and in year two, $1 million in sales. Very ambitious, but not attainable. Unless you have some blockbuster product that everybody has to have at that moment and you're the only person who has it. The reason it's not attainable are a number of factors. You're telling me that you want to double, then triple the size of your business. So then I have to ask you, is the size of your wallet going to double and triple? Will you have the working capital to make that happen? Will you have the human capital, because it's a manufacturing business, to put all the product together? Will you have the sales force that's going to go out and pound the pavement and market this business, this opportunity with people on a regular basis to drive new sales? And that's where the conversation pretty much can die. I appreciate the optimism. I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I ask for controlled growth. So a $300,000 company If you had 10% growth, that would be $30,000. And again, same questions. Do you have the working capital? You're going to need to buy more inventory. You might have to hire an additional person. Do you have the human capital? Do you have the staff that's going to support the new amount of sales, whether it's invoicing or writing up the orders, processing the orders, making the orders, you know, any fabricating that has to happen? Then that's just at 10% growth. At 20% growth, you're doing $60,000 more dollars per year. And I think somewhere in the middle is a happy medium, maybe like a 15% growth. But again, everything has to happen in a controlled measure. So you want to make sure that, yes, you're growing. That's ideal. But you want to do it in a way that you don't outgrow the business. And to do that, there's three ways that you can do that. Now, how business owners can keep quality up during rapid expansion is another area. You can grow. You can double, triple, quadruple your business. I don't care. But if your quality suffers, I guarantee you're going to lose customers, you're going to lose clients, and you're going to get a bad reputation. Small business optimism is high right now, and entrepreneurs are putting growth ahead of all other priorities for the first time in years. Close to three-quarters of business owners in the 2017 American Express Open Small Business Monitor Survey are bullish about the economy and their own prospects for the next 6 months. Businesses are also confident that funds will be there when they need them, according to the survey, and they plan to hire and make capital investments in greater numbers in 2017 than they did last year. But let's do a little deeper dive if we can. So if you want to increase productivity, you're going to have to come out with some form of a collection of productivity essentials and then track your progress as you learn. One thing I tell businesses, like the instance of the gentleman who was at 300,000 and wanted to grow, was first let's look at your current process. And will that, if it's sustainable at 300,000, will it work at 4, 5, or 600,000? And very often it won't. Very often you have to you find that you're changing your processes about, for me, about every $100,000 in sales. We're going to tweak and change certain things because we have to keep up with the demand. If you're a growth-minded small business owner, remember that the key to success for sustained growth is to make sure your foundation is strong enough to support the bigger company that you intend to build. And so to do that, let's keep these three tips in mind. First, you want to make sure your customers are happy. Now, don't lose your focus on good customer service even when your eyes are on expansion. If your plan for winning more customers is built on setting yourself apart from the competitors through better service, and 78% of the business owners surveyed said they would use that strategy, then your attention is already where it needs to be. But I'm a little nervous about the fact that 22% said customer service wasn't part of the expansion plan. You need to deliver a more consistent experience to not only your customers, but to all of your customers by defining what excellent service means at your company and then communicating clear expectations to all of your employees across the board. Cross-training is huge. You never know when a person, when some of your staff that would normally help customers are all tied up, there's another customer walks through the door and there's nobody there to help them. But if there was someone else that you could tap into from your staff, they may not normally deal with customers, but they have the knowledge, they have the product knowledge, they can kind of get the information and walk them through it, get them on board. Considering adding new ways to communicate with customers that can help you rapidly respond to their needs. For example, 65% of business owners reported that they will use social media tools this year, up from 57% in last year's survey. Your Twitter and your Facebook accounts can serve more than just your marketing agenda. They can be monitored for messages from customers who may reach out with questions or problems on these channels. You want to deliver a more consistent experience to your customers by defining what excellent service means at your company and then communicating clear expectations to your employees as well as your customers. Let them know how quickly you expect customer problems to be resolved and what staff is authorized to do when making things right. For example, a restaurant staff should know when it's appropriate to offer a free appetizer or even a free meal. And also define and communicate a process for quickly escalating problem solving up the chain of command. One thing that I find, and where it really gets ugly in a lot of businesses, is when a customer has a complaint and they don't feel from the frontline person that they're getting any resolution. And so they get frustrated. And those two parties, the employee and the customer, are arguing back and forth with one another. The tensions are starting to rise. And by the time it gets to the owner's desk or the principal's desk, if you will, all of a sudden it's a mushroom cloud. And you got to try to talk everybody back down, and your employees stating their position and your customers stating their position. And really what you're looking to do is create some kind of a solution where everybody's happy. Ultimately, it may not matter if your employee is happy, as long as you're not doing something that's going to make them look bad. Make the customer happy. You also have to attract and keep great employees. Now, hiring more employees is considered essential to grow by 74% of this year's survey respondents. Every small business owner knows that hiring the right people is just the start. Keeping them satisfied once they're on board is equally important. One key to retention can be offering salary and benefits that are competitive for your area, but you may inspire more lasting loyalty by paying attention to your workplace culture. Millennial employees are particularly motivated by more meaningful work, so strive to communicate a positive mission and cultivate pride in a job well done. Giving them opportunities to develop new skills may help increase job satisfaction and retention. Perks that enhance morale don't need to be costly. Depending on the nature of your business, you may be able to help employees manage their work-life balance through flexible scheduling or occasional telecommuting. Think creatively about other low-cost perks or ways to show appreciation. Order pizza, bring in bagels, for example, something that shows them that you care about their contributions. And finally, third, you want to plan for a rainy day. Over the last 6 months, this is a topic I've been talking about a lot because so many businesses that will call me or that are emailing me are all complaining about the same thing, and that is cash flow. Now, cash flow wasn't necessarily a major concern for a majority of the business owners in the survey. It was named as an issue by 34% of the respondents, about the same as last year's survey, and while a large majority, 82%, are also confident that they can access the capital they may need, it's important to keep in mind that rapid growth can introduce heavy strains on cash flow. Buying materials to fulfill a large order for a new customer or expanding into a new space to serve a growing market can require you to incur costs well before you receive the revenue needed to pay your bills. Spend carefully and keep funds on hand for these unexpected expenses. What we've started to do over the last 2 years is from every invoice, about 5% gets socked away. It just goes into a rainy day fund. There are no debit cards attached to this credit card or to this bank account. It would require two signatures. We just let it grow. Eventually, yes, we can move the money over, and whether that's going to be to add staff, buy equipment or whatever, or if sales suddenly drop, there's enough to keep the business open. So it's a unique strategy, and we've implemented it to see how it works. But so far, very happy to see the growth in that account and the comfort that comes with knowing I don't have to worry about, am I going to make payroll this week or something like that? Because if I need to, I can go there first. We're going to step away and take our mid-show break. When we come back, we're going to talk about five things that millionaires and billionaires do every day to be successful. And you would think that this is something that sets them apart from the rest of us, but it's something that all of us can be doing and hopefully reap the rewards from them. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Hate crimes are not only violent attacks on our fellow citizens, they are an attack on our country's most fundamental and cherished principles.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions telling reporters today that the Trump administration is going to aggressively enforce federal hate crime laws. Sessions said that he knows that they have a responsibility to protect people's freedom, religious rights, integrity, and their ability to express themselves. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says airports around the world that do not prescribe to new U.S. restrictions could face having their inbound flights restricted in what passengers can carry.
Those who choose not to cooperate or are slow to adopt these measures could be subject to other restrictions, including a ban on electronic devices on aircraft or even a suspension of their flights into the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler seller of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. I'm Jim Gano, your host, owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and been hosting this show now coming up on close to 6 years. So hopefully you're getting something out of it, and we're helping you in your business as well. Well, let's try to make you a millionaire or a billionaire. Now, obviously, that's not something I can do with a radio show, but by following the habits of successful people, sometimes those habits can translate into wins for you as well. I had heard early on, I was like 18 or 19 years old, and I had a boss, and he said, don't hang out with the people that are just like you. Hang out with the people that you want to be like. And so I would hang out with successful business people and pick their brains and learn from them. And what I have found is if you follow people, and if you're a people watcher, if you will, the people who don't succeed tend to hang out with people who don't succeed. The people who do succeed tend to hang out with people who are successful. And it just, in just about every walk of life, that is true. You kind of like become the people that you hang out with. And I'm not going to use names again, but there was one young lady who I thought was just had it all together. Got involved with some, you know, wrong people, got involved with some wrong habits, and suddenly her life spiraled downward to the point where at that point she had no money, she was homeless, she had a major drug problem, and good news is to the story is she's turned her life around, she's back on track, but this is the girl that I would say had everything 30 years ago, lost it all. She's starting to build her life back up, but I was like, that didn't really have to happen. It was just poor choices in the people she was associating with. And sometimes you got to say goodbye to the people that are having a bad influence on you. But people who have a good influence on you are the successful ones, the people that you look up to. So highly successful people aren't just born with all the tools they need to get to the top. Billionaire and legendary investor Warren Buffett took a class to conquer his crippling fear of public speaking. Bill Gates says reading has helped him learn more about the world. Real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran studied the tricks to making a big sale out in the field. Now, if you're looking to join the ranks of the world's most successful individuals, there are five habits that you may want to consider, and many of these people have used to get ahead. First, and this is very important, they keep track of how they spend their time. Now, billionaire entrepreneur and Shark Tank investor Mark Cuban calls time the most valuable asset you have. You can't buy it. You can't find it. You can't store it. You can't trade it, he says. Fellow shark Barbara Corcoran agrees. The real estate mogul who went from waiting tables to running a $6 billion empire says that a big part of her journey to success was making sure that she spent every minute wisely. That's why every morning she divides her schedule into three parts, A, B, and C. Each represents a different priority to ensure that she not only makes money, but she takes care of herself as well. Number two, treat your colleagues with respect. Every employee knows they should treat the boss with respect, but not everyone prioritizes treating their colleagues and subordinates professionally too. Multimillionaire banker Bill Winters says that the best advice he ever received was from his father, who told him that the best employees are kind to people at every level of an organization. It's the old janitor trick. Make sure that you treat the next level down, whether it's the assistants or the PA, whatever, with just as much respect as you would anyone, says Winters. Years ago, I was in a seminar, and I was at a company, and the CEO came out and said, every day you come into your office, the wastebasket is emptied, the desk is clean, it's been wiped down, the floors have been vacuumed. How many of you can tell me the name of the janitor that did that for you? Now, this person worked at the company for probably 20 or 30 years, took a lot of pride in their work, And yet nobody would take the time of day to even say so much as a hello or ask them their name. Eventually, I made a point of doing that, and I noticed that all of a sudden, my office always looked a lot nicer, a lot cleaner. Every now and then, I'd leave a little something on my desk, you know, for them, whether it was candies or something, and they would appreciate that. And when they retired, we made sure that we took care of them. But in any organization, and again, I don't care if it's the cleaning crew, the janitor, the maintenance man, the admins, whoever, everybody contributes. Everybody is a tooth on that gear that contributes to the overall success in the organization. So treat them all with respect. They also don't let setbacks stop them from growing. That's the third habit. Now, in option B, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and organizational psychologist Adam Grant argue that successful people share one crucial trait, and that is resilience. Sandberg, whose husband David Goldberg died unexpectedly in 2015, and Grant say that the ability to cope with and to grow from immense tragedy or failure can make or break someone's career. Grant says everyone can become more resilient by doing a few simple exercises. For example, he recommends keeping a journal of contributions that you make to others to develop a better sense of how important your work is, something those struggling to overcome personal obstacles can soon forget. Number four, take your social media presence seriously. Now, serial entrepreneur and Shark Tank investor Damon John says one of his best strategies for succeeding at work is to make sure that your social media presence is authentic. It's easy to use social media as a simple means of self-promotion, but people who could help you in your career or end up providing you with new opportunities down the line aren't going to be impressed. Instead, use social media to communicate who you are and engage with others in your field. Be very honest with yourself, especially today with social media, Damon says. How do you know you're doing that right? Well, if you can describe yourself in five words or less, you're on to something. And the fifth and final topic is they make time to work on projects that they're passionate about. Now, on a recent trip to a furniture megastore in Nebraska, longtime friends Bill Gates and Warren Buffett talked about the ways success is enabled by passion. Being successful at almost anything means having a passion for it, says Buffett. If you see somebody with even reasonable intelligence and a terrific passion for what they do and who can get people around them to march, he says, even when those people can't see over the top of the next hill, things are going to happen. So there's the five traits that millionaires and billionaires follow to be successful. The first, keep track of how you spend your time. Second, treat your colleagues with respect. Third, don't let setbacks stop you from growing. Fourth, take your social media presence seriously. And five, make time to work on projects that you're passionate about. So all good stuff. Currently it's 12:38. Let's talk about the seven business weaknesses that may be your biggest advantage. And this may run over into the next commercial break. This is by Michael Michalowicz, who's the author of a book, Profit First, a book I'm currently reading, which the premise of the book, and this should be mandatory reading if you're going to listen to this show and you're running a business, is when you collect payment on an invoice, pull the profit out first, put that into a separate account, and then everything else is used to pay for materials and salaries and everything else. So, but pull your profit out first. There's a whole lot more to this book than that, and this should be almost textbook instruction in colleges if you're a business major. So here we go. Comparing your business to other companies may make you feel like you're behind the curve, but those weaknesses may actually be winning advantages. Now, as an entrepreneur, the temptation to compare your company to others can be irresistible. You look around and you wonder if you've made the right choices or if you'd be better off following other industry trends. But when business owners start making comparisons, it can end up feeling like they've done nothing more than make a list of things that need to change, ways in which they don't measure up. But I think what they've come up with is actually a list of strengths as long as they're positioned the right way. First, no one knows you. Now, whether you're a small or a mid-sized business, you'll likely lose the name recognition game when you're comparing yourself to the category leaders. The big guys own that mind space, and frankly, it may be difficult to wrestle it away from them. So how can a lack of name recognition be an advantage? It can position you to serve a unique category in a unique way. Everyone knows the popular fast food restaurants, but they probably don't choose to go there when they're looking for a memorable dining experience. Likewise, everyone recognizes big box stores, but that's not their destination when shopping for homemade luxury goods. So celebrate your differences and then promote them. Number two, you lack the resources to grow.
I know firsthand how terrifying it can be to need cash. I've struggled to pay bills, and I've wrestled with wanting to achieve more and lacking the resources needed to make it happen, he says. We all have strengths and weaknesses, but it is the visionaries that learn to transform their shortcomings through creativity, innovation, and determination. But here's what he's learned. Struggle can result in innovation. Being cash poor can spur us to find a better way to manage processes and expenses. Great book by Damon John, The Power of Broke, talks about how resourceful you have to get when there just isn't the money there that you need to continue. The third topic is, what if you're new to the industry? When you enter an industry as an outsider, prospective customers may be skeptical. But here's the awesome thing. You can be the rule breaker, the one who sees a better way to do things by virtue of your outsider status. When you aren't mired in the old ways of thinking, you may be better positioned to develop a revolutionary solution. Four, high-priced expert employees are out of your budget. So you may not be able to hire people who are industry experts. You may think you're at a disadvantage, but that's not necessarily the case. In some cases, hiring the right person with the right attitude and values can be every bit as valuable as looking for someone with an existing specific skill set. You can train someone in your process as long as they are a fit for your company's culture, but trying to reteach an old hand often isn't as easy. Yes, you may have to hire inexperienced people, but once they're trained the right way, they may be every bit as valuable to you as an industry expert would be. The fifth is, what you're offering to customers isn't exactly clear. Now, here's a caveat. This quality can be an advantage only for a brief period of time. When you start out, it's ideal to start with a minimal concept and refine your offering as you listen to customer feedback. To be clear, I'm not talking about pivoting, moving your company in a direction that's counter to your vision and your values. I'm talking about aligning your offerings to meet the needs of consumers in your niche. Six, a specialized product means a high price point. Now, it's normal to feel some anxiety if you do a market survey and discover that everyone else is cheaper than you are. But being more expensive isn't necessarily a bad thing. Assuming you're not losing customers over your pricing, being the top drawer option can actually mean you've created a profitable business model. Specialists may be able to charge more money and turn a profit more easily than companies who fail to specialize. And finally, seventh, technology is not your biggest strength. I know tons of business owners who fret about their inability to build their own websites or understand all the complex technological demands of their companies. And while I could choose to do some of the IT work for my businesses, I don't. And I don't think you should worry about your tech shortcomings either. Why? Because you can hire people who know more about it than you do for a fraction of what it would cost you to try to absorb all that information. Consider paying a specialist to handle your company's tech needs to free you up to do the big picture work, the work that can be far more valuable to the future of your business. So much of business success can be about attitude. We all have strengths and weaknesses, but it is the visionaries that learn to transform their shortcomings through creativity, innovation, and determination. So all good tips. And again, you may see them as a disadvantage. You may see them as a shortcoming. And yet it could be just what you need in order to get your business, moving forward. So hopefully you can take something away from that as well. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I have a great story here that I wanted to talk about, and just want to make sure that I have the time to do it. So let's do this. We're going to break away a minute early here for the break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about how to show your customers that you're the expert that they've been looking for. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
Are you lucky, dog? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me. We'll have a show next week and the week after on the 20th. We're going to do a rewind. I'll be down in Florida for the Crown Trophy annual meeting. Looking forward to that. And it's really funny this year because a lot of times when the annual meeting starts coming up, I don't want to use the word dread, but I start thinking like, oh, I got to go to this darn meeting. I'm really looking forward to it this year. And this busy season was one of the worst. I mean, great financially, but just worse from an organizational standpoint. It just seemed to take too long to get work done. People weren't following the process. I was frustrated, but I'm looking forward to getting down there, talking with my fellow store owners and seeing if there isn't a solution out there somewhere to make sure that never happens again. So we will be out in about 16 days firing up the old Crown Trophy private jet and heading down to Delray Beach, Florida. Speaking of Delray Beach, Florida, if you saw this week's 60 Minutes, there was a story about how South Florida has become the drug treatment capital of the world. And Delray Beach was one of the featured towns in that. And what pretty much, if you looked at the story, what a scam it is. If you were the director of tourism of Delray Beach, there's a good chance you walked in Monday and resigned your business. You resigned your post because it just bashed Delray. And it reminded me of the old joke. You know, it's going to be a bad day when Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes is waiting for you by your car. And it just seemed like this town just got bashed and bashed and bashed and bashed. Now they're going to have to fight that, you know, because 60 Minutes is a nationally broadcast program. It's also online. And anybody that accesses this story is more than likely going to say, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there. And it's a beautiful town. It's got great restaurants. You know, it's right on the water and everything. But there's definitely going to be an image problem. And I'm going to go down there in 3 weeks, and I'm going to kind of break away from the Crown Trophy side, walk the town, and kind of see for myself whether or not anything has changed since the airing of that story or if, in fact, the reputation is true. Also, someone else opened their mouth this week and got himself into a lot of trouble, and that was John McEnroe, former tennis great, who said that if Serena Williams he said she's a great player, but if she was on the men's tour, she'd probably be ranked around 700th. I don't know about the rest of you, but if there's one place I don't want to be, it's on the receiving end of a Serena Williams serve. I don't think there's any way that we could possibly rank her or show her or handicap her in any way to say what rank she would be as a men's tennis player. What might be interesting is, similar to the Bobby Riggs Billie Jean King tennis match, put your money where your mouth is, John. Play her. And you can play her in her current condition, because I think she's 5 or 6 months pregnant, but play her now. See if you can return that serve. See if you can play her. See if you can volley with her. And then let's see what happens. So the challenge out there right now is for John McEnroe to put up or shut up and either accept her as the greatest tennis player that ever lived or get on the court and play against her. All right, so let's talk about how to show customers that you're the expert that they're looking for. Now, people have choices when they come into your business and in your industry, in fact. So how do you separate yourself from the competition? So let's say you want to help your contracting company stand out from competitors by acting as a reliable resource for your customers. Now, the marketplace for contracting pros or home service providers is crowded, regardless of whether you're a landscaper, an electrician, a plumber, or a handyman. And fortunately, the internet provides you an excellent opportunity to stand out from your competitors by showcasing your expertise. So here are 5 simple steps you can take to show your customers that you are the expert they've been looking for and need, and that service provider that they'll be happy that they hired. First, let's take time to think about your ideal customer. Now, you want to build a profile of this person, you know, in your mind, in your head, something that's going to motivate you as you continue forth with this exercise. Include specifics like their age, their gender, their occupation, their hobbies, their favorite TV shows, movies, books, and magazine. Once you're clear on who you want to meet and where they hang out online, you'll have an easier time finding them and then speaking to them in a way that they understand. You also want to make sure that your website is up to date, well-designed, and informative, and changing on a regular basis. This is the first place that people will encounter you online, so you want to make a good impression. Keep things simple, friendly, and inviting. Include a basic description and background information about your business and the services that you provide, and all key members of your business and company. Also include some pictures of you and your product, your shop, or your handiwork, as well as your location, basic content or contact information, and some customer testimonials if you have them. Customers who value your online advice or frequently use your products or services will likely want to sign up to receive email updates about your business. You can email folks with special offers, updates, and relevant news about your industry, perhaps in the form of a regular monthly newsletter. Automated services like Emma, MailChimp, and Constant Contact can help manage your email list. You also want to add a blog to your website, a chance for people to find out more about the type of work you do and services that you provide. Your blog is a place where you can show off what you know. Short, informative articles along with images or even short videos will help establish your expertise as well as your individual personality. You can be helpful and funny. And you want to engage your customers in conversation through the comments and feedback that blog posts can generate. You also want to use social media to showcase your abilities and interact with customers. Social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram are vehicles for expanding your presence beyond your immediate circles. Start by connecting with the people that you know and the local organizations, publications, and businesses that are most likely to be interested in your work. Over time, you'll extend your reach. By sharing links to your blog content and other related articles and stories on your social media platforms, you will directly engage potential customers around topics that establish you as an expert in your field. Interesting sidebar here. Everybody knows the show Fixer Upper with Joanna and Chip Gaines on HGTV. What they don't know is how the show was discovered, or how they were discovered and then given a show. But what happened was Joanna was busy taking pictures and putting them on her blog for her store about different renovation projects that her and Chip had done. And that could have been just a living room, a bedroom, or something in their own house, putting up pictures. And a producer from HGTV saw this, liked the work, and then asked them if they would be interested in a TV show. Shot the pilot, and the rest is history. But it all started because of, you know, a posting that she had made on her Pinterest page. Same thing with you. Keep the content fresh, keep it informative, and keep it, you know, something that people can use. If you're a landscaper and you want to talk about brick patios or new steps or how to get rid of crabgrass and clover, keep that. That's the kind of stuff that you want people to be reading about. An update to a story from last week. or from a couple of weeks ago, Uber. The founder of Uber, Travis Kalanick, has resigned as CEO. He's stepping down from his post as CEO of Uber. That was effective immediately last week. This was based on a shareholder revolt reportedly made that made it untenable for him to stay at the company that he founded back in 2009. A lot of stories out there about Travis. You know, we saw the video from the driver after the Super Bowl. There was the sexual harassment claims, the culture of the company. It won't be the end of Uber, but it certainly looks like it's the end of Travis Kalanick at Uber. He'll stay on in a board position, but more than likely is done running the company. So, again, everything you say, everything you do reflects on the image of your brand, your company. So make sure that you're being very careful about, you know, what is being said, because I keep telling you, I keep banging this home all the time, and yet very often people don't listen, and it's, you know, everything you say, everything you do, literally can and will be used against you, and it doesn't have to be in a court of law. It's just, it affects your business. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left in the show, so let's take a look real quick. We have a very short sports report today. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Yankees, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Brewers, and Dodgers lead theirs. Kevin Harvick in NASCAR won last week's Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway in California. This week, the teams are going to head back to Daytona for the Coke Zero 400. That'll be held Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Good news from Richard Petty Motorsports. Driver Eric Almirola has been cleared to begin testing in a few weeks, but not racing, as he continues to heal from a broken vertebrae suffered in a crash earlier this season. I want to wish you all a very happy, healthy July 4th weekend. Crown Trophy is going to be closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to give the crew a couple of days off. We'll be working very hard on Brandon's house, getting that renovated, so that hopefully him and his fiance can move in sometime in December. So if you need me, I'll be swinging a hammer somewhere in Pittstown, New Jersey. Also want to make mention that some new programs are coming up here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio in just a couple of weeks. We hope to have a show about the military following this program. So we will be working on getting that on the air shortly. And then if you know any veterans or active military service personnel, you may want to let them know that this is coming, and that they may have an interest in that as well. 241 years for the United States of America. That's how long we've been around. And regardless of what you see and hear on the evening news, I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. We definitely have to work on the soundproofing in this room. I'm hearing mopeds and motorcycles and everything else out there. Well, again, thanks for listening to Taking Care of Business. It's always been my pleasure joining you. And today and every day, I end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topic or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
railroad workers who were struck and killed by an Amtrak train the night before last in Washington, D.C.
Our mission here is to understand not only what happened, but why it happened, so that similar events can be prevented in the future.
That's an NTSB investigator speaking at a news conference following the reopening of the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak late yesterday morning. It had been shut down for 9 hours after that accident. President Trump's travel ban scheduled to take effect today after the Supreme Court's decision this week to temporarily uphold most of the ban, which blocks some people from six mostly Muslim nations and refugees.